Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Yeah, welcome back to Kim St. Ange, back in the chair this morning. Although I would imagine with two little ones at home, getting up at this hour is not a shock to your system, is it?
Yeah, not so much. I think I've forgotten the definition of the word sleep.
What is the, hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Good to see you too. It's very odd coming back. It feels like it's my first day ever.
Oh no. You're a vet. You're going to get right back in the rhythm of it in no time.
We'll see.
We'll see. She apologized to me. I walked in. She goes, I got done with that newscast a little faster than I thought. The show had started. The music started. I'm walking in the studio.
She was going a little quick.
I'm like, hey, that's nothing new. I do that all the time.
So nothing's changed since I left about 3 months ago.
Not
right?
A thing. Okay. In fact, several times Buck had to fill for me while I was walking down
the hallway. That never happens. Hmm.
But here's the great thing about it. The reason that happens is not because Mark just rolled in the door and I'm running late. It's because I'm sitting in my office slaving away doing show prep right up until the last second. And then I come running into the studio to get everything on the air here. So that's exactly why that happens, Kim. So we're so glad you're back. Tell us about baby Hudson, please. How's he doing?
He's great. My husband was actually up feeding him as I was walking out the door this morning.
Way to go, Michael.
Yeah. So that was nice. You know, like I said, sleep is hard to come by these days. But I feel like this postpartum has been a lot easier than the first time around. And it's probably just because you kind of know. You know what you're doing. You've been through it. You're not as nervous every time something happens. You're not thinking what's wrong.
Right.
So
right.
It was a really, really good time off with my family. I genuinely felt a lot of joy, and not to kind of bring the mood down, but I was nervous. Like, in light of my mom passing in January, just kind of nervous thinking, is all the emotion from that going to basically come rearing its head when I'm on break and I'm already hormonal? And it wasn't. It was such a blessing that I just genuinely felt so much joy over the last 3 months.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad you got to do some traveling. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it was
not
good.
Much happened around here other than me breaking six ribs.
Yeah, a little shocked to hear that. I thought it was a deer stand, which I'm sure a lot of other people
everybody
did
thought
too.
That yeah. too, because you climb up into a stand, it'd be easy to fall. That fortunately has never happened to me. Although I did think about it this year when I was up in the deer stand, I'm like, man, if you fell out of here, I bet you could really get hurt. And then I fell into a hole instead.
How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing better. 3 weeks from yesterday was the anniversary, so we're 3 weeks out now. And if somebody had told me 3 weeks ago I'd feel this good in 3 weeks, I would not have believed them. But I'm doing okay. As long as I'm sleeping better, I can sleep in my regular bed now instead of a recliner, which is an improvement.
Oh, but I bet. I can't imagine. I mean, I did that a couple times with Hudson when he wouldn't sleep. But I can't imagine that day in and day out.
Well, the initial pain was, it was breathtaking.
I bet.
Had to be worse than like natural childbirth, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that was really fun. That was.
I'm just kidding you. You know, if a man has a cold, it's the worst thing ever, right? So I'm figuring if that was my level of pain, it has to be worse than childbirth.
It was. Which, yeah, I'm sure. Childbirth was fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh, it hurts to laugh still a little bit. Sorry about that, Kim.
That'll be your punishment if you say anything like that.
Yeah, I know.
Intentionally make you laugh.
Exactly. You will do that. Well, we're thrilled to have you back, and we've got a short week. There's no better way to start back to work than only have to work 3 days and then get a long weekend.
I know. Isn't that nice?
We'll get Thursday and Friday off this week. Company mandated, right? It's a company holiday, so why would we not take that? But anyway, we do have a good show for you this morning. Of course, Kim is back. We're going to get Kim on a whim here at the bottom of the hour. Hans von Spakovsky, as always on a Monday morning, talking about some of these legal questions that have popped up regarding the Democrats' call for U.S. members of the military to ignore legal orders from the commander-in-chief. It's just outrageous. And this faux outrage from the left, there were people on the air in St. Louis. I wanted to throat punch them last week when I'm listening to them whine about, oh, Donald Trump was so mean. He wants to kill people. Hey, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Focus on the losers who told members of the military to defy legal orders. Why are you talking about Trump? You're deflecting is what you're doing. And there were so-called Republicans on the air talking about this. Not on this station, trust me. But, I mean, come on. Grow a pair was my take on that whole thing. So we'll talk to Hans about the legality of all that for you coming up. A little later, we're going to get to Jonathan Savage because of that peace plan the president, Marco Rubio, put forward for Ukraine. That's getting a lot of attention. There were some negotiations over the weekend, so we're going to get to some of that. Kim, while you were out, of course, Dan Buck filled in. Good friend of mine, known him for 30 years. We had a good time together. And he was doing your version of Kim on the Whim, except we called it Buck Don't Give a Bleep. and in honor of wanting to continue that tradition, we're going to get Dan to call in at least once a week, we think. And we've renamed the segment to The Buck Stops Here. So Dan is going to join us this morning on what would technically be his first morning to sleep in.
Which I hope he's enjoying that. By the way, shout out to Dan and Scott Jagow for filling in.
Yes.
I'm very thankful to both of them.
They both stepped in and did a great job. We appreciated that. So we'll get to Dan's, weekly segment here at about 7:35 if he gets out of bed on time. And Tom Ackerman's in a little later as well. So right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Standing up for American women who were raped at 14 years old, trafficked and used by rich, powerful men, should not result in me being called a traitor and threatened by the President of the United States.
Ah, wow, wow, wow. Marjorie Taylor Greene is out. She announced on sometime Friday she's basically going to resign in January. You know when she's resigning, Kim? She was resigning on January 6th. You know what happens on January 3rd, Kim? Her pension kicks in. Woo! 3 days after she gets her guaranteed congressional pension, she's leaving. Anybody think you've seen the last of MTG? I don't think so.
I want us to be able to vote by phone. I mean, every Californian.
Vote by phone.
Vote by phone. Yeah. If we can do our taxes, do our, you know, our, make our health care appointments, essentially do your banking online, you should be able to vote by phone.
Eric Swalwell. Hey, dude, go back to Fang Fang, the Chinese spy, and sell that crap in China. Can you imagine the glee in Democrats' voices hearing that you might be able to cheat by voting by phone? Never. That should never happen in the United States of America.
Attention, attention. We have found the problem and we have solved it. He is gone.
Did you recognize that voice? That was the Hill. Hillary Clinton fantasizing about the fact that they'd finally found a way to get rid of Donald Trump. I mean, it just gets weirder and weirder all the time when Hillary is around.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
Anyway, hit it, Ethan, please.
Tucker was at the RNC. You were wrong. I was right. That's why people support me. It's not because they're bitter. It's not because they're hateful. It's not because they're angry or they're losers. It's because I'm the only one that's right here. I'm the
All right. Kim, do you know who that is? Do you recognize that voice?
I don't think I do.
Nick Fuentes.
Sounds like Gilbert Godfrey.
Man, that guy is loved or hated?
I'm on the negative end of that conversation with about this dude, but he's now mad at Tucker Carlson, who had him on, and then afterwards still referred to him as an anti-Semite, which he is, by the way. And now he's firing back at Tucker Carlson. So when we come back from the break here, I'm going to play those two bites and let you listen in. And I'm anxious because I'm anxious to hear Kim's take on this. I can be honest because the younger generation, kids my daughter's age, according to her, flock to this Fuentes guy. His podcast is very popular for whatever reason. And I've heard him say some things that make me shake my head. And I'm not quite sure how to parse that out, but I'm anxious for your take on the whole thing. So when we get back from break here, I want to talk about that. I'll play those two clips. First, you can hear Tucker talking about Nick, and then Nick firing back. He is angry at Tucker Carlson. We'll get to all that for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our national anthem, please.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallant.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, I have a question. What happened to all of those river to the sea Palestinian protesters, those pro-Hamas protesters? What the hell happened to all those people? Did they just switch over and they're now protesting against ICE? Are they just professional protesters? Because I haven't heard squat out of them since Donald Trump settled the Middle East peace problem. Wow, where did they all go? Where do the ones go that were harassing Jewish kids as they walked across campuses in America? Those people are anti-Semites. They hate people who are Jewish. Now, I am not a fan, nor am I a regular listener of Nick Fuentes. My impression of him is that he's an anti-Semite. He has been described as a Holocaust denier. He is mad at every single member of Congress that supports Israel in any way, if they've ever taken any money from the American-Israeli PAC. He immediately labels them as, you know, Jew lovers, and he's got some fiery language, and he's pissed off a lot of people, including Tucker Carlson, who had him on his show recently. And apparently, according to Nick, for whatever Tucker's position is on it, he didn't bring it up during the interview. He said, we had dinner. We did a two-hour podcast. Nowhere in there did he call me an anti-Semite. We talked about this and that and all this other stuff. And then afterwards, he's mad because Tucker came out and called him an anti-Semite. Here it is, if you missed it.
At the last month, I don't think a single person has ever made the case that I'm wrong, that Nick Fuentes is wrong. The Jew hatred stuff is wrong, period. And I said that. The white hatred, black hatred, Jew hatred, Malaysian hatred, Bedouin hatred, it's all wrong. I believe that as much as I believe anything. Okay. But the rest of it, his analysis, which is actually smart and in a lot of cases true, no one's even attempted to rebut it. 95% or whatever the number is, if members of Congress take AIPAC money, how is that good? Shut up, Nazi! Mm. So if that's your only defense, you've lost.
So Tucker as well is sort of on the bandwagon there with the he thinks that the U.S. caters to or sucks up to Israel too much, that we're too beholden to Israel, and you know he was the one who's gone and interviewed Putin. He seemed to be mad that we bombed Iran. He's kind of been out there on this stuff. But on the Fuentes front, Fuentes is now mad at Carlson for calling him an anti-Semite, which from every indication I've seen, he very much is. But here's what Fuentes said yesterday, and I had to go through and specifically pick out a bite where he wasn't dropping F-bombs.
What is anti-Semitic about what I say? Honest to God. I go on the show every night. I say, I don't hate anybody. Don't attack people physically or verbally. We don't hate them. We don't want to hurt them. We don't want to take their rights. We just want them to be loyal to America. They can't have power if they're abusing it. What is anti-Semitic about that, honestly? And he's totally, totally playing a game with me right now where he's trying to go around and say, you know, we understand and we pity him. And we just want to know why people like him. Why? So you can reverse engineer it and make some other guy that isn't like me at all? You want to know why people like me? Why? So you can kill me and then take my audience? Is that why? You want to pander to my audience, take me out, and then you're going to give my audience to Rufo and Lomez or J.D. Vance or something?
I don't even know what he's talking about, except that he's mad at Tucker for calling him anti-Semitic. I think he is anti-Semitic. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I've not listened to I don't listen to him. And I've only heard a few select comments from him. And I discourage young people from getting too involved in his point of view on all of that. You can have your opinions on whether we should support Israel more or less, in my opinion. But to claim that everybody who supports Israel is just in the back pocket of the all world encompassing controlling Jews is anti-Semitic. That's what that point of view is.
I'm not a big fan of Nick Fuentes. The guy has a lot of, I guess you could call it, extreme viewpoints. And arguably, maybe I have some extreme viewpoints on particular topics. But I'm not a huge fan, like I said, of that guy.
Have you listened to him much?
No, I don't listen to him. I mean, I've seen clips, like a lot of us have. But it's usually the viral clips where he's saying something that's very, you know, kind of far out there. And so it'd be interesting now, in light of this whole debacle, after they already recorded the podcast, right? And had this long dinner or whatever, it'd be interesting to have them back to kind of hash it out. Because it seems there's been a lot of fighting among a lot of these, I don't know if you want to call them just podcasters, influencers, whatever. A lot of these conservative voices, it just seems like there's a lot of, obviously, of Candace Owens, just a lot of arguing.
Well, what they're arguing over is in large part, you've got a core group of people, this is Mark's opinion here, who have decided that MAGA, making America great again, America first, means that you're never, ever, ever going to fire a shot again at anybody that you dislike. And that Trump violated their trust in him by bombing Iran. Like, the fact that he would use bombers at night to go in and bomb another country, they can't believe that. He blew everything. And I'm like, slow down. First of all, Donald Trump never said he was that guy. In my opinion, he said, we're going to do and work on policies that protect America first, right? And we do. Israel is our ally. They're a democracy surrounded by a sea of people who want to kill them. They're also our ally. The fact that we helped them out in that situation and now apparently have settled the peace issue in Gaza tentatively is something everyone should be celebrating. But there are people hung up on this Jewish thing that they can't get past it. I don't understand. Now, I'll mention this real quick because we got to go to a quick break. I interviewed Nick Fuentes when he was a college student at like Northwestern.
Oh, wow.
I read an article 7 or 8 years ago in the Boston Globe or something about this conservative college student that was doing his own blog out of his dorm room. And I emailed the kid and had him on my show. He seemed like a bright up-and-comer. And then I didn't hear anything else about him until suddenly he's throwing out some of this anti-Semitic trope and some other stuff. And, I think people need to... They need to rein that in. If your kids are listening to that guy, warn them off. We'll be back.
Kim on a whim.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long.
Hey, have you heard that song, Mark? Do you like it?
I have not, but I like it. Yeah?
Yeah?
I don't think I've heard it.
No, have you heard of the artist Breaking Rust?
I have not.
It's a newer artist. There's something very unique about that artist.
What is it?
Not real. All
That's
AI.
AI? You're AI. Kidding me.
It is
wow.
Not only AI, the voice, they've created this whole character who's in music videos, essentially, you know, this handsome looking guy. And in this particular one, you know, there's cars with all these flames. It's a very catchy song in general. Kind of gives me, dare I say, Chris Stapleton vibes a little bit, but
yeah.
The raspiness kind of. Well, this guy, I can't even say this guy, this computer, this AI, this robot, whatever you want to call it, Breaking Rust, has been topping the charts. So beating out actual singers.
Who gets the money?
That's a great question. I guess the creator. Listen to this one, too. This is a different artist by the name of Solomon Ray.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell song. Turn it up loud, let the good vibes roll.
Let them roll, yeah. Shake off the cold, let the love take hold.
Take hold, take hold now.
That's jingle bell, jingle bell,
jingle bell song. Jingle bell song.
Oh, yeah.
Also AI and also topping the charts. So this is supposed to be some Christian artist, Solomon Ray, and he's beating out all the top artists with
and
some
he's
of the
not
songs.
Not real.
Not real. So Forrest Frank, do you know who Forrest Frank is?
I do not.
Really popular Christian artist, but
okay.
He sings like hip-hoppy Christian songs.
Right.
And so he's actually had some of his Christian songs beat out, like he's been number one for all genres. And he came out and said, why are we listening to these AI bots
it's a, it's
or whatever.
A great question.
Do we want to go down that path? Because we talk so much about AI. There were concerns with the Big Beautiful Bill and any sort of regulations that they have with AI moving forward, which, by the way, I am a little bit worried about. And I think AI should be celebrated. And as a country, we have to embrace it because that is the direction that we're going. We can't be asleep at the wheel because other countries, no doubt, are jumping at it because AI can do a lot of amazing things. But if we're not careful and there aren't regulations, it can kind of go down a dark path. And listening to these AI musicians, especially when they're beating out actual human beings who were, you know, trained to perform and all the things, that's maybe a little bit weird.
It's not only weird. Here's a couple things I don't understand. Because they had to get the voice somewhere. Like, they had to copy the voice from somewhere.
Do they, though? I don't
but
think
yes.
We can create a brand. And maybe it takes different parts of other people's voices and meshes them together. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, AI has to study other things in order to find its knowledge base, right? As I understand it. So there's no way it just created country music without listening to country music and then coming up with, even if it's some sort of a hodgepodge of different voices that had to be how they came up with that, because you tell it you want this song by a woman or you want this song by a man. It listens to a Chris Stapleton album or some other Christian artist, and it kind of meshes the two of them, and you can't really claim it's either one. That's just, I see all kinds of potential legal challenges there, don't you?
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Isn't that just music, though? You have artists that sound like other artists. What's the difference?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying, but I'm just like, there's Sturgill Simpson out there, and he sounds like Waylon Jennings.
Those are two names I've never heard of.
They're country artists.
But does he try to make you believe he is Waylon Jennings?
No.
Yeah, but is but this, but this, is this AI either, bot trying to claim? Because I
yeah,
I don't
because
think
some
would...
of them sound like if you I don't listen to a lot of country music, but that guy sounded like 90% of the country music singers that I hear mm-hmm. these days. Right when I listen to it.
Right. Okay. So remember you were asking the question, which I think is a good one, about who's profiting from this, who's making right. the money when it's a number one song, who's getting paid? The guy who created the AI musician, Solomon Ray, which is supposed to be a Christian artist. This is him talking about the whole thing after Forrest Frank came out against it, saying you shouldn't listen. Hold on.
That. Who am I to say what God will or won't use to get the message his people need to them? You know, I'm just here being an instrument, and this is an extension of my creativity. So therefore, to me, it's art. It's definitely inspired by a Christian. It may not be performed by one, but I don't know why that really matters in the end. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So is it art?
I don't know why that really matters in the end. Do you remember Milli Vanilli?
No.
You don't remember that? Milli Vanilli?
No.
It goes back a few years. 1988, Milli Vanilli topped the charts with a bunch of songs. Like they had they sold 7 million records in the late 1980s. Until it was discovered that they were lip syncing, and other people were actually singing, and they were the ones doing the videos and performing and lip syncing the music, and they pulled their Grammy. They had a Grammy award.
Well, they should.
They revoked it, and all of this stuff. Right. But so now you're having a computer generate this music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, it just seems fraudulent to me.
Think about this, okay? People who get obsessed with these artists like Taylor Swift, who will pay thousands of dollars to attend one of her concerts, they can't have a concert for the person if they don't exist, unless the future of concerts is holograms. Is that where we're going?
Do you know the band Gorillaz?
Yes.
They're a cartoon, and there's a band playing, but it's usually a screen.
And people
the band's
pay
behind.
Hundreds?
Yeah, and
then
they show kind of a movie on it.
Why is it worth it?
If you're dumb enough
to
do that, you deserve to lose your money.
Now, mind you, they know who the real artist is because he's the lead singer of Blur, but
still,
they're doing it.
You're watching a computer screen. You're watching a screen. What's the point of going in person, paying hundreds of dollars to do something where you could just pop it up on your computer?
There are real musicians there playing, though.
Yeah,
they're just hidden.
But still,
I understand. Yeah, I agree. I'm just laying out the facts.
Do you think hologram is the future, though? Are they going to come up with this guy, Solomon Ray, and make him some...
What's the difference of this and EDM? Going to an electronic concert. You got a DJ that stands there and pushes a button.
Fair point.
Hey, here, he's okay with this till they start death metal. And then he's going to get mad.
I honestly, I do not like this whatsoever. But I'm just... playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, do, okay. do we care?
Because I
if
think,
our
like you, I think
exist.
An artist should be an artist. If
absolutely.
You're do it.
Like,
I mean, I literally don't know anything about music, and I could program this.
If you're dumb enough to pay to go see a hologram of somebody that doesn't even exist playing this music, I can't help you. Like, you can't fix stupid, in my opinion.
The only reason I'd pay for that would be because I'm curious what a concert would be like with a hologram. But it would be a one-time thing. It's just odd to me because people, you know how people are having like AI girlfriends and AI boyfriends, right? And AI friends and stuff.
Yeah,
chat
these
bots.
Are mental patients. But go ahead.
Touche.
Yeah.
People become very weirdly obsessed. So yeah. I guess they'll... Maybe
they're doing the hologram thing, though. Kiss is doing it.
Well,
ABBA's doing it. You can go to that concert.
Because they created the music.
Yeah, but
like
they're not
Jackson
playing it now.
Created the music, and you didn't get to see him years ago because he died before you were going to concerts. So now you can go watch him in a hologram. Mm-hmm. Might as well be watching a movie of him performing his music. I'm sorry. Like tomorrow night, you know where I'll, you know why I'm going to be so tired Wednesday morning? Because tomorrow night I'm going to see Spawn of Eddie Van Halen. Mammoth is performing at the Factory in Chesterfield. And this guy plays all of the instruments for his entire band, and then he had to hire people to play the instruments when he goes on tour. That's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, how disappointed would you be if you had an artist you loved for years only to find out they're not real? Because you know some people will like this Solomon Ray because this AI bot, whatever, has its own Instagram. It has a YouTube channel with hundreds of thousands of followers already. So certainly some people, because it's an actual picture of somebody, you see the guy walking around drinking a cup of coffee, looks very, very realistic, thinking this is an actual person. And then a decade later, they're crushed when they realize, the person doesn't even exist.
I was shocked when you played it that it's that good. But I will say they're using AI in good ways, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't think this is one of them, but they're using AI in good ways to give like voices to people who've lost their voice. And I love that application.
100%.
I don't love this one.
You can use AI for a lot of good, but you just have to be careful.
Use your power for good. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Kim. All right, coming up, we got Hans von Spakovsky after the top of the hour. Still lots of debate over what those the Democrat Six said on their video encouraging members of the military to ignore their commander-in-chief. And then, of course, the president brought up sedition, and the penalty for that, if you're in the military, is death. I mean, pointing that out is not calling for Congress people to be killed, but that's what they're all focused on instead of what these people actually said. We're going to talk to Hans about that at about 6:20. Stay tuned. So I had not thought of the band Milli Vanilli in 20 years probably, and now that I brought it up, I had to go on and read a little more about them, and I forgot what a fraud that was. So they signed a record contract. The two singers actually signed a record contract. But when they got in the studio, the recording producer didn't like their voices, so he filled in the tracks with background singers. And then, of course, they put it out, and it was a hit. Well, then they were stuck because the guys that sang it didn't sound like as good as the backup singers, so then they had to keep filling in with the backup singers, and these guys were basically... They turned their mics off, and all you heard was the people in the background.
Oh, my gosh.
And when the fraud was uncovered, it was a major event.
It's like when you tell one lie, you have to tell more lies to make sure that you can keep that first lie. I mean, Ethan, you brought up a good point during the commercial break, and that is, what if these AI bots start winning Grammys? Then who gets to accept it? Is it the person who created them, like the guy that I played?
It's a good point. I don't know. I mean, it has to be the creator, right? There has to be a creator.
Although Milli Vanilli won theirs and they walked up.
What's that?
Milli Vanilli won a Grammy.
Oh, that's true.
They said if they would never have won the Grammy, they would have been fine.
But didn't you say that they had that Grammy polled later?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
But that's after it was uncovered. Mm-hmm. They were doing a concert and their tape got stuck on a loop and they couldn't get it off there.
Uh-oh.
So then they just ran off the stage.
I mean, do people even, when you go to a concert, how many of these artists, real artists, are lip syncing? because a lot of them are dancing and they're jumping
there's
around.
There's a lot more than you would think.
I'll bet there's more than you think.
Yeah.
I bet people don't care about that. But
there's even
that,
rock
it
bands
is actually
out
them
there
singing, so that is.
There's
the difference.
Like rock bands that'll have backing vocals for their lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth is so bad. How bad is he? That he hired the Four Tops. Like, he hired four black guys to stand behind him on the stage. And when he came to a part of the song he knew he couldn't sing because he couldn't hit the notes, he just turned around and pointed at him. And they hit the high notes for him. It was
at least somebody was singing,
least,
though.
At least they were being honest about it, because yeah, they were all out there on the stage. And you could see, like, it took it took 9 or 10 band members for David Lee Roth to perform.
How
the
old
band
is he?
Was, oh, he's in his early 70s.
Oh, there you go.
The band was outstanding. David sang. He talked through most of the lyrics. And then he had background singers that filled in the high notes that you know that Eddie and Michael would have been singing in the background. So
I remember seeing Andy Williams in concert, this was toward the end. And, you know, the guy can barely move, but he's still doing his best to kind of hop around the stage. And I'm sure he wasn't really singing, at least most of the songs. The guy was, what, 80s when he was still performing?
Oh, probably
at the very
Branson,
end?
Probably.
Branson,
yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't care about that. I don't care if a guy sings a single note. I don't care if it's all just the background track, because I'm just impressed he was still performing. People just wanted to see him in person. That's what you were paying for.
Was it Frankie Valli that was just doing that?
One of them was at the Family Arena recently, right?
Oh,
didn't they
maybe.
They get a lot of those older acts that those guys have to be in their mid-80s.
What if you found out Sammy Hagar was AI? How crushed would you be? I know you've seen him in concert, so it's
soul crushing, but there's no way that dude is everywhere now. He's everywhere. I've never seen a businessman Gene Simmons for Kiss is a hell of a businessman. He has developed so many different things, restaurants and record labels and everything over the years. And Sammy Hagar is very similar to that. He owns like
bar?
I think a car dealership. He owns Cabo Wabo in Mexico.
He said that. Didn't he sell Cabo? The tequila brand, I thought he sold.
No, he sold. I'm talking about the bar.
The bar.
He still owns the bar. He sold he created and sold the tequila brand. Now he has Sammy's Beach Bar rum that he sells. And he's just a marketing genius. He is. So,
I mean, that's what it
some
is.
Some of these people get away with it.
You get a name for yourself, and then you come out with a fragrance and a clothing line. And
if you're smart.
Bars. Yeah, I mean, capitalize on
it. If you're smart.
That's
how
Rihanna became a billionaire.
Yep. That's right.
She sells makeup and stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. That is very true. But I always want to be able to go and see them on stage and see them just, there's no faking it when they're standing on stage in front of you with a guitar and they have to hit the same notes they hit on the album.
Unless it's all lip syncing.
No,
then
it's
they don't
not.
Have to.
Not
maybe
the
they're
rock,
not even
not
really
the
playing
rock stars.
The guitar. Maybe it's all, they're just
maybe
faking
some of those,
that.
Maybe some of those pop stars, but not the rock stars.
Oh, I'm sure the pop stars are.
I think there's some rock stars doing it too.
Oh, come on.
But if
not the ones playing the guitar.
If you're
not
jumping
not the
around,
guitarist, the vocalist.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't care how good of shape you're in. If you're jumping around on stage, how could you sound good singing all those
just
notes if you're
out of breath?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How'd sound?
It's a good question. I'm sure some of them use backup vocals, but you can either do it or you can't, right? Some of the guys, we know which rock stars can still get it done and which ones can't for the most part. Somebody chewed me out the other day because I said that Journey cover band I listened to sounded better than the real thing. And they're like, no, they don't. Heart still sounds great. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's fine. She does still have an amazing voice, but I thought the cover band was really good. All right. Coming up, Hans von Spakovsky is going to join me here, legal expert from Heritage at about 6:20. We got to Nicole Murray. She was back on Friday, and we'll talk to her a little bit. She can welcome Kim back as well now that Nicole is back from like a 2-week vacation to the Philippines. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.